1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Time to talk baseball with Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim. Good
morning, Bob and Brian.
You got your Rock Ventures polo golf shirt.
Polo. I look like a golfer right now, don't I?
Yeah.
Not a good golfer. I'm not really.
Hey. Stop it.
Sorry.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth yourself during a baseball segment about how bad your golf
baseball.
Game is.
This is a baseball segment.
I have a question, Fireman Jim. Yes. I was looking at my copy here, and it says, Milwaukee Milkmen, professional baseball is back. Visit MilwaukeeMilkmen.com. Mm-hmm. It's not the Milwaukee Milkmen. I just didn't want to make that mistake by going, are we?
Why is there no the on the front there? It's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Good question. I will have to bring that up to management. I have no idea. We started our season last weekend 1-1 against the Dogs, and they're in Chicago right now playing them, and then they return home this weekend against the St. Paul Saints, the legendary St. Paul Saints.
They're legendary just because they've been around.
They've been around for a while.
So long.
They always lead the minor leagues in promotional ideas, and they're top-rated stadium in the country.
Do you steal many ideas from the St. Paul Saints?
I've been up there to their games, and they're quite entertaining. They have a very large entertainment crew. Our entertainment crew is me and Van the Milkman McNeil. So we're the entertainment crew.
Okay.
We pull off the audience, and we have some fun games in between.
Well, how big are other entertainment crews?
Their entertainment crew, if you go on their website, they have about 12, and they're all like...
You're doing the work of 12 people,
yeah,
Fireman Jim?
They have like improv comics and all this, the characters.
Let's hear some of your stand-up.
I don't have any stand-up.
Come on, you said you're doing the work of 12.
I'm on the fly here. I just riff.
Well, what else do they do?
They have characters. They have, like, you know, they have a guy that's an Asian singer. He serenades the crowd. They have an adventurer. Looks like Indiana Jones. He's
really?
Got a bull
Do you
whip.
Have a hat and a leather jacket and a whip?
Yeah. He got a standard thing that he does, like, time for the bullwhip thing.
Yeah, something like that, exactly. So,
are there crowd responses? I mean, have some of these characters been around
like,
for so long that they
like going to Rocky Horror Picture Show where you
they
throw
have a
toast
chef
or something?
They have a chef that every game in the fifth inning he does the old pie in the face.
And do they when the chef comes
really,
out,
works. Really?
When,
why don't you just work a pie
works.
In the face?
They have a kid.
Why
there?
Don't you work out?
I think I will.
With a pie in the face.
I think I should because that's entertainment.
When the chef comes out, does the crowd automatically yell? Just it's like muscle memory. What's cooking?
Yeah, pretty
or something
much
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's got a good following, and people love it. And
I got
the same
a line.
Thing.
Okay, I got something for you for the stand-up thing.
Do
for
it.
The for the comedian.
What do we got?
Okay, something like this. Hey, what's up with this coronavirus? And the crowd,
funny you should bring it up because I pitched this to the owner yesterday, just last night.
This is what ad people do, sales people do, the pitch, and it's baseball.
Coronavirus Carl, he's a fan. He just walks around.
Like the two-fisted slopper used to be.
Yeah. He's we got an animated thing.
We slop-shamed the two-fisted slopper. We drunk-shamed him.
Yep.
Why
so,
not? Why don't we cough-shame these germ spreaders that are reckoning for everybody?
Exactly,
He doesn't wear his mask.
No, he's coughing,
he's touching everything.
He's touching everything. Yeah. And Sy sits right next to you in the stands.
And the name again?
Coronavirus Carl.
Carl.
I just threw it out there. We can change it.
Sure.
It's just a pitch.
Sure.
Things
I like that.
Change. You like that? Approved?
I do like that.
I got to tweak it because he shot it down.
I'd have him stumble out onto the field at some point.
right.
Fifth or
so
sixth
there you
inning.
Go. That's what I do. I pitch ideas.
Oh, no. It's coronavirus Carl.
Boo.
The villain. See? The bad guy.
A fan favorite, though. Already a fan favorite.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pitch. I'm going to tweak this pitch again and then come back at him.
Coronavirus
I'm going to come
Carl.
Back at him. So there we go. So working on some entertainment ideas.
I think it's time we got around to shaming those that go out coughing.
I
agree.
I don't hate that idea, Fireman
Thank
Jim.
You.
I, matter of fact, I like that
like
idea.
It?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it's time to put coronavirus in its place. And how do we do that? By making fun of it, laughing at it, and saying, you don't matter to us.
Right, you get out of here.
You don't control me.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pitch some more ideas. Yeah. So if you have any more like that,
he doesn't have a last name,
way.
So he has no ethnicity.
No, he's just a guy that just walks around and sits next to you. And
I'd put him in loud plaid pants and a...
He's got to be seen, yeah.
In a wife beater shirt that's too short, his belly sticks out.
Yep.
You know, I'm kind of imagining the two-fisted slopper.
Right, which that's kind of already been done.
Yeah.
Still a fan favorite.
Who was the pitcher that looked like
The two-fisted slap rider.
Was it Ray Fosse?
Yeah, that's right. Who did
he
that?
He did all that jazz.
That's Bob Fosse.
Jazz hands. Oh.
Yes. All right. More ideas. Keep pitching me ideas. I'm going to take them to the owner. We need some more stuff.
So the milkmen are on the road, or milkmen, not the milkmen. Yeah. Milkmen
are on the road right now in Chicago, right now. And they return back to the Saints this weekend. So
uncomfortable to say that.
Check them out. Yeah, I agree. So.
Hello, milkmen.
Hello.
Are milkmen playing?
But I wouldn't walk up to him and say, hello, the milkmen.
No.
Well,
no.
Like, just, you know,
no.
It's fine. No. What promotions do you have planned, Fire?
Well, right now, because of what happened with the late start, we shut down promotions for now with giveaways and fireworks, and we're just playing ball for now, and hopefully, you know.
Just playing ball. That's a big thing right now because we haven't had it all summer.
We really haven't, and we, you know, the last week we sold out on Friday. And I had a great crowd on Saturday, and then unfortunately Sunday we had to cancel.
Right, and it was
you heard about this.
You're like the spotlight on sports because you're the only game in town right now.
We were
now.
The only game in town, and you know we did have a player test positive, and then what happens in going on with all the sports? You know, they retest the entire team. All the tests came back already negative, so they're able to go to Chicago and play. And you know, then we do the deep clean and what every stadium's doing. I mean, I heard Eric report on the Giants this morning. You know, it's always coming at you. It's just going.
Gosh, Fire and Jim, I have a question. You used the phrase deep clean. We did a deep clean. Shouldn't we always be deep cleaning?
We are.
Forget about viruses. I mean, just in our day-to-day life, even after the virus is a thing of the past and we've waved goodbye to it, isn't deep cleaning
deep clean San Francisco before this virus?
Oh, jeez.
The entire city?
Yes, they did something where they were spraying beach water all over everything.
That would take a while, but I think it needs one. I think that city does.
Because you
need
guys
one.
Were always deep cleaning the fire engines when you were active fireman.
We'd clean it, and then Saturday was the deep cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big cleanup day, Saturdays.
What's the upholstery situation in a fire truck? Fireman
and a fire truck.
Is it rich Corinthian leather?
Is it Naugahyde?
No,
is it leather?
I know when the original rigs had just the vinyl seats, but the newer
ones,
they
white
or cloth.
Black?
They're black.
Red or
black? You don't have white?
I don't know.
How filthy they would get.
I don't know.
No, I don't, Fireman Jim.
They get pretty filthy. Would they? You can't get those stains out. The tar and
Not even with Shout?
Maybe with Shout.
But wouldn't you want to see if it's dirty? So, you know. You can
maybe,
keep it sterile
but they were black.
And clean.
They were black, and we cleaned them.
It sounds like you were living in some sort of false security fire engine with these black seats in the fire truck.
Right, all kinds of goo on the
wipe
seats.
Wipe them down. I mean, there was nothing more embarrassing than having to put new gear on as a firefighter because you stood out. You had to get new gear sooner or later.
Because your gear was so dirty?
Well, yeah. And then in the old days, that was a sign look, check me out. Look how dirty my gear is.
So the new guys got new gear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could tell the new guys.
But then after a while... You had to get new gear, and you looked like a new guy again.
Right.
And this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
How do you clean that stuff? You can't throw it in the washer, Fireman Jim.
We have industrial-sized washers at certain firehouses with proper
for the
cleaners.
Bunker pants, the
bunkers, After a fire, it goes bagged up, it goes right to the cleaner.
Hose off or shine up
you
the helmet?
You hose off right after the fire, for sure, yeah.
What about your helmet?
Yeah. Well, you can, I don't want to say it, but you can polish. You know?
Did anyone do that? Or
that's embarrassing.
Wanna,
no, in fact,
you
if you
want
to
looking new,
if you want to,
oh,
yeah.
Looking sharp is embarrassing, Fireman
and
Jim.
Fire
really?
Gear, unless you're a chief, maybe.
I know what you mean. It's like a cowboy who comes out in clean gear all the time.
Right, squeaky.
A great cowboy.
Like, what's wrong with
was
him?
Really clean and everything. Yeah. Like, yeah. The old Tom Mix.
What's wrong?
No. The best cowboy.
Dirty gear.
Right. I agree. You want to look like a veteran, like an old baseball glove. You don't show up with a new glove every day.
Nope.
You know, a new hat. What's wrong with you?
Nope.
New
gotta
hat
have
every
the
day?
Old beat up gear.
So how many sets of gear did you go through in your years?
At least 10.
Really?
I lived at busy houses for
so
a couple years.
About what? 2 years?
Yeah, but now they have a commissary system. You know, since I retired, so now the city, you know, you can turn your gear in. They'll give you new gear. If your gear gets beat up, they'll fix it. You know, back when I came on, you bought your own gear, repaired your own gear, cleaned it, and if you needed new gear, you bought it yourself.
So there's a whole warehouse of like.
Yeah, there is, actually.
Gently used fire department equipment?
There is. So when I retired, my last set of gear was fairly new, and I turned it in, and I'm sure somebody else is wearing it right now, the legendary.
You should bring
gear.
A fire truck to a milkman game.
I had that idea.
And let people just...
It's another idea. Fireman Jim DJing out of a fire truck. You talked about this.
Did. That I hate to use this phrase because it's going to sound like it's contrived. That would be hot.
That
Yeah.
That would be hot. Yeah. See?
Flames.
Man. That's a moneymaker. Just a moneymaker.
Well, there's not really much to discuss with the Brewers really because...
I mean, their training, the schedule came out, and, you know, you can analyze the schedule all you want. I mean, technically, they say our schedule got easier. You know, what does that mean? We still play tough teams. We went from playing the AL East to the AL Central.
But we have to play the Twins. Tim pointed that out yesterday. The Twins are not going to be an easy out. They're a tough out.
We're playing, you know, the Tigers, you know, which aren't the greatest. We're not playing the Yankees or Sox. Whatever. It's still 60 games. It's a sprint now. What benefits our schedule is we start tough in Chicago. We end tough at St. Louis. But in the middle of the season, from like August 24th to the middle of September, we play 19 of 24 games at home, which playing in front of no fans, that really doesn't mean much.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a chance that they could let fans in by middle of August, maybe 10% capacity, maybe 20, whatever it is, it could be a home field advantage.
I mean,
you know, of all sports, baseball has probably the least home field advantage of the three majors, but it's still an advantage, so it's still something. It'd be nice to get to a game.
Do you have any idea how I would be selected for tickets? Are these season ticket holders?
I'm sure season ticket holders will be first, obviously. Chance of getting tickets, again, will it happen? The way things are moving right now, I couldn't see it, but there's a possibility.
I think we'll get up and running. I think we'll get a season started. I don't know if we'll get a season finished.
Right, and will fans be allowed? Will there be a lottery system?
I don't think that's a hot take by any means.
No. And I mean, the Brewers, you know, that's every team's having it where these positive testing, so many people that are healthy and a couple are coming in, they retest, they're coming back negative, they're allowed to play. I mean, it's just training's got to be tough for these guys. I mean, if they weren't training at home, they better be in shape coming into camp here. I mean, it's going to be a quick camp and then it's a sprint. So you're going to see a little bit different management of baseball. The DH is going to help the Brewers, I think.
But there's no advantage or downside to it because everybody's got the same problem. Exactly. So it's your all.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, everybody's pumped. They're looking forward to the season, and I am too.
All right. Let's get back to The Rock for a second before we wrap this up because we're getting late and we have to get to sports with Tim. Food truck night at The Rock.
Yeah, that food trucks are every Thursday. So tomorrow night, come on out. Okay. And I think we have 5-6 trucks. It's always a great time, you know. And then, of course, this weekend, the Milkmen are back with the St. Paul Saints.
The variety is nice, too.
There is. We got all different.
Try a little bit.
We got a couple new trucks coming this week, this Thursday. So come on down. If you've been there for the last few, want to see something new,
Is it like a fruit truck?
No, a new burger place coming out. Burgers. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, milk can burgers. So I'm looking forward to chowing
like
down.
It's like a puzzle piece right there.
Yeah.
Well, How's that?
Milkmen, milk can,
oh,
milk.
Right.
It's all very milky.
Right. And then you go to the Milky Way Drive-In for a drive-in movie this weekend.
What is the movie this week?
We got Grease, Footloose, Jurassic Park, just to name a few. So check out MilkyWayDriveIn.com.
Grease, Dancing, Footloose, Dancing, Jurassic These Park, are the, Dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park's are the number one movie again.
There's no consistency there.
That doesn't make any sense. People want to see the retro stuff. We've tried newer stuff. What's selling out is the retro movies. And you got to dance, man. You just got to dance outside your car like Kevin Bacon.
Can I get out of my car at the Milky Way?
To go get some meat? Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't just get out and dance because you want to socially distance.
If you can dance by yourself on the car.
No, I'm going to advise against staying
in the car. Kevin
Bacon
dances by himself in that warehouse.
Does he? He had a whole warehouse to himself,
He had the whole warehouse to himself. He's doing flips and he's on the bar and he's, come on, Footloose. I know you like it.
Got to cut Footloose.
Yeah, this says it right
everybody.
In the song.
If you didn't, you would have gone crazy.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, thanks for stopping by. Right. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning.
Sounds good.